This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico. More than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Crackdown on Chinese firms in the U.S.'s fight against fentanyl. Hello, and you're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report, live from the BBC World Service. I'm Leanna Byrne. A very good morning to you. The U.S. Treasury Department just put sanctions on what they're calling a network in China that's behind making and spreading the components needed to make fentanyl and some other illegal drugs. I asked the BBC's Zhao De Silva in Singapore to break it down and tell us what these measures actually involve.
Those affected by the sanctions include 12 entities and 13 individuals based in China, as well as two entities and one individual based in Canada. The sanctions will basically freeze these entities' U.S. assets and also bar Americans from doing any business with them.
Talk to me about those Chinese firms in particular. What evidence or information supports those allegations?
Well, according to the DEA, Chinese entities have been supplying drug cartels in Mexico and drug dealers in the U.S. and in North America with the precursors, the materials that when combined are used to make fentanyl. And this is an extremely potent opioid. Now, fentanyl can be prescribed legally. The thing is, right now in the U.S., you have a massive opioid addiction crisis. And that has sort of created an incentive for drug dealers, for drug cartels to mix the drug into other drugs like heroin to make them a lot more powerful.
And has there been any response from these Chinese firms?
Well, China's embassy in Washington did not immediately respond to a request for comment from Reuters. Earlier this year, a spokesperson for the Chinese foreign ministry said there was, quote, no such thing as illegal trafficking of fentanyl between China and Mexico. And that was after the Mexican president himself called on the Chinese government to help stop the flow of fentanyl and its precursors into his country. So overall, the Chinese response has been to deny that this has been happening and basically saying that counter-narcotic measures in China are sufficient.
Do we think that there might be any potential consequences or implications between the U.S.-China relations as a result of these actions? Because relations have been tense lately.
I mean, the U.S.-China relations are very complex, very comprehensive. They involve a number of, you know, other very important issues. So this is more sort of a thorn on the side of that of those relations. And of course, it doesn't help, let's put it that way.
Well, thank you for your insights. The BBC's Zhao De Silva in Singapore, thank you for joining us on Marketplace.
Thank you.
All right, let's do the numbers. Big moves in the bond market with yields hitting multi-year highs. When traders sell bonds, prices drop and the returns, also known as the yields, go up. They're selling because they anticipate better returns on future bonds, with central banks likely to keep their interest rates higher for longer. In the US, the 10-year Treasury bond rate is at its highest since 2007, just below 5%. Germany and the UK are also seeing rates shoot up, making government borrowing more expensive. Now, do you know if the science programme your kids are watching on YouTube is accurate? The BBC has found that more than 50 channels are using AI to make videos where the facts are wrong, but they still get millions of views. The BBC's Jackie Wakefield reports.
YouTube has become one of the most popular science resources for kids. But there's a new type of content creator using artificial intelligence to create videos full of conspiracies and false information. Here's one of them claiming pyramids create electricity.
With the right amount of pressure, the Great Pyramid could generate a tremendous amount of electricity.
We found more than 50 channels creating videos like these in different languages around the globe. Creators are tagging these videos as educational, which means they could be reaching kids. But will kids actually believe it? We went to primary schools in London to hear from students aged 9 to 11.
I find it really interesting that pyramids can make electricity.
I was quite surprised to find out just a pile of rocks can form electricity.
These pseudoscience videos are flooding YouTube, getting hundreds of thousands, sometimes millions of views.
I think this is an emerging threat.
Claire Seeley is a primary school teacher in the UK, and she's concerned.
I think that we don't have a really clear understanding yet of how AI and AI-generated content is really impacting children's understanding.
And these videos are multiplying. There are tutorials on YouTube teaching people how to use AI to create these channels.
So the first step is hopping onto ChatGPT.
I can already taste the money.
It's all about grabbing people's attention.
Creators want more videos and more clicks because they make money from placed advertising. But they aren't the only ones profiting. YouTube takes nearly half of advertising revenue from every video. Professor Vicky Nash from the Oxford Internet Institute said this creates a dilemma for platforms removing videos.
YouTube and Google making money off the back of adverts being served against pseudoscience, AI-generated news. But that seems really unethical to me.
We contacted YouTube and they said they're committed to removing misinformation on the platform and show information panels with additional context on conspiracy-related content. We found this was only present for a few of the videos across the 50 channels. YouTube also recommended using YouTube Kids for under 13s. They did not comment on their advertising revenue. Back at the school, we have something to tell the kids about the video they just watched.
That video was actually all fake.
I'm actually really confused. I thought that was 100% real.
I would have probably believed it if you hadn't told us it was fake.
I'm just shocked.
As this type of content continues to multiply, bad science could drown out good content. I'm the BBC's Jackie Wakefield for Marketplace.
And finally, a band called Easy Life in England is being sued by the parent company of the low-cost airline EasyJet for using a similar name. The band insists they haven't harmed the airline's business, but Easy Group wants royalties if the band continues to use the Easy brand. And that's it from the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. James Graham was our producer today. Joe Sickler on the tech. And I'm Leanna Byrne. Have a great day and thanks for listening.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.